The U.S. president has blamed congressional Democrats for the partial government shutdown, which has caused political turmoil in Washington for over 2 weeks.
Democrats in Congress have refused to acknowledge the crisis, and they have refused to provide our brave border agents with the tools they desperately need to protect our families and our nation. The federal government remains shut down for one reason and one reason only, because Democrats will not fund border security. My administration is doing everything.
Trump said the only solution to resolve the deadlock is for Democrats to pass a spending bill which would include funding for a border wall with Mexico. He insisted that the wall is essential to safeguard U.S. national security by stopping the influx of drugs, criminals, and illegal immigrants who are a burden to the country's economy. The U.S. president accused Democrats of acting against their own approach to border security just to oppose him. Trump urged Congress to rise above partisan politics and approve his administration's proposal to ease the suffering of those affected by the impasse and keep the country safe. U.S. Democratic leaders have reacted to President Donald Trump's insistence to continue the government shutdown until Congress okays funding for his border wall plans.
The women and children at the border are not a security threat. They are a humanitarian challenge, a challenge that President Trump's own cruel and counterproductive policies have only deepened. And the fact is, President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis, and must reopen the government.
The President of the United States, having failed to get Mexico to pay for his ineffective, unnecessary border wall, and unable to convince the Congress or the American people to foot the bill, has shut down the government. American democracy doesn't work that way. We don't govern by temper tantrum. No president should pound the table and demand he gets his way, or else the government shuts down.
The Democratic leader slammed Trump's obsession to build a, quote, ineffective wall with American taxpayers' money. They criticized him for throwing away bipartisan bills aimed at ending the shutdown. Schumer accused Trump of manufacturing a crisis, stoking fear and diverting attention from turmoil in his administration. He stressed that the Democratic camp also backed stronger border security. Schumer, however, insisted that the president should separate the government shutdown from the debate over border security. Let's get some reaction on that from former executive director with the Workers Independent News. Frank Emspach is joining us via Skype. Adam Mattson, Frank, it's good to see you. Well, you heard both sides of the aisle talk about the issue of border wall and its funding. Let's begin with what President Trump said. Your reaction to that?
Well, President Trump overstated the issue of illegal people coming into the country. It has, in fact, dropped over the last couple of years. Secondly, the security agencies have said, in writing and in testimony, that most of the drugs coming into this country actually come in different ways, usually by plane, and that most of the people who are here improperly are actually overstaying their visas as opposed to coming over the border from the south. So, thirdly, all kinds of people say, including professionals, that a wall is ineffective, that it's not going to work, it's a waste of money, and that there are many, many better ways to do things. Lastly, President Trump sort of conflates the people who were trying to get into the country via amnesty, that is, they go to the border and ask to be admitted and then fill out a form, sort of as if they're trying to invade, and in fact, that's not the case. So that's pretty much his case. Now, people should understand that in the Republican Congress, which was the Congress up until a week and a half ago, where Republicans controlled both the House and the Senate, they did not vote for the border wall. He could not get a majority of Republicans in the Senate, which was controlled by the Republican Party, to accept the border wall. So, in fact, Congress expressed itself more than once here that they just don't think it's a good idea. That's one thing people should know.
Okay,
Frank. The second thing is this. There has been money appropriated for border security, mm-hmm. but so far the administration has only spent about 10% of it.
Right. So you were basically speaking about, well, you know, people on his own side of the aisle, you know, he has failed actually to get them on board with the issue of the border wall. So one may think that there is an underlying factor here why President Trump insists so much to have that border, to have that wall actually on the southern border. What do you think?
Well, he's been pretty clear about it. He said, I made a campaign promise. I'm still campaigning. I am governing by speaking to my base and making sure that I'm taking care of what they believe their needs are. And so he's saying, I'm going to, you know, sort of live or die with this. This is my campaign. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to show people that I can follow through. So he's been pretty clear about that from the beginning.
Right. And to what extent do you think that campaign promise is really justified? Maybe you're going to promise a lot of things, but you have to have reasons for them.
Well, the problem is the difference between campaigning and governing. And when you're governing, you have to expand your base. You have to increase the number of people who agree with you. And that has not been the case here. In fact, he's still in his 30% range, more or less. And that's probably not enough to get himself reelected unless the base is so fired up, his base is so fired up, that they come out in droves. Now, I don't see this. And I think that for him to focus on this and not other things is probably not a good thing. But the most fundamental aspect is something that Senator Schumer said, which is that we cannot govern this country on the basis of ultimatums, and that there's a political process. And the political process says, and the Constitution says, that Congress is the person or the group that deals with money, and that they have to appropriate it and make these decisions. And if they don't want to do something, the way to go is a political compromise, not for the president or anybody else to get up and say, either do it my way or the highway, and I'm going to close the government. That's the danger here.
Okay,
and that's where you don't seem to have a way of fixing it.
Sure. Okay, Frank, I'm going to ask you to say a few words about how the Democrats responded to that.
Well, the Democrat response was what they said actually 2 days ago. We can pass legislation, in fact, pass the exact legislation that the Republicans had passed in the Senate 10 days ago to fund individual departments and get most of the government operating, and that we could limit the discussion only to the issues of security and border wall and see if we can come to a compromise. And that's what they have proposed, and President Trump has made it clear that he will not accept that. It'll be the wall or nothing, and he said that. So the Democrats have raised some important issues, that there is a way forward, and that President Trump and the Republicans can take it. But it doesn't include being given an ultimatum and say either my way or the highway.
Okay, that's Frank Emspach, former executive director with the Workers Independent News. Via Skype, Adam Mattson. Frank, it was good to have you with us.